So let's get started. So this session is about why and how to upgrade to Java 17. And Simon already talked about the great new stuff that's being developed in the last couple of years. But I was wondering, like, what version of Java are you currently using at your projects for your company? So who's already using Java 21? Please raise your hand. Of course, that was a trick question because that's early access. I guess you don't use that on a production machine. But who's using Java 17 already? Quite a few. So basically, you can tell the rest how to do it now. Who's still using Java 11? Okay, quite a few as well. Java 8? Okay, older than Java 8? Oh, that's not too bad. So the interesting thing is, Simon talked about Java almost existing for 30 years, a lot of cool features coming in the last couple of years. Still, a lot of people are on 8, which is almost like 10 years old, which is quite interesting, of course. You miss all the cool new stuff. And that's basically what this session is a bit about. So if you have any questions, it's a short session, so please ask me afterwards on Twitter, LinkedIn, or somewhere else. This session is based on a GitHub repository I created, so I collected all kinds of examples from projects where I did the upgrades to newer versions of Java, starting with Java 8 and up until Java 17, and a little bit about 21 as well. So it basically gives examples, shows you error messages that you see when you upgrade, things like that. So you can use that when you do the upgrade yourself. So why actually this session? I think a lot of people see it as challenging to upgrade to a newer version of Java. And a lot of people also estimate it at really large amounts. To give a concrete example, one of the companies I worked at, one of the teams estimated that to just upgrade their application, which was like a one-team effort, which was a couple of years old, they said it would take them a quarter with a couple of persons to upgrade from Java 8 to Java 11. You can guess what management then said. They said no, basically, so they couldn't upgrade. They already stayed with it for a couple of years. And why I am not basically trying to convince people to change their estimates, but that estimate was really high. In the end, I didn't want to have all the discussions, and I was lucky that my manager simply said, you do whatever you think is right. So I upgraded it myself in like 2 weeks. Of course, I had some previous experience, so maybe it takes a bit more if you haven't done many Java upgrades in the past. But still, I did it next to my normal job. Most of the time, you're waiting for the build to finish anyway, and all the tests to run. So it's not like that much of work. And what I found interesting is we always blame management that we cannot upgrade our applications, but in the end, it's us who benefit most, because then we can use all those cool new features. So before I had the relaxed manager who said, do whatever you want, I often did it on like a Friday afternoon. I upgraded to a new version of Java, tried to compile stuff, tried to tweak a little bit, and then I got a better idea like, hey, we need to fix only the tests, or maybe stuff that doesn't compile, we need to fix it. And then I could say to management, like, hey, give me 2 days or give me a week. And then they often are like, oh, okay, you're already working on it, we can give you a week and you can upgrade. And that's often beneficial to yourself as well. But there is also a good reason that you should do it for the company, because the new versions of Java, they also offer you free performance improvements, security updates, things like that. So there are a lot of good reasons why you should upgrade to a new version. And then what should you actually upgrade? So something changes in Java, and you build your application on top of it. Most applications have some dependencies. I only know a few who basically build everything themselves. But in general, you have some dependencies, and if something changes in Java, those dependencies might break, or your application code might break, or both of them. And then, as they sometimes say, a lazy developer is a good developer. If you wait, those dependencies will automatically update their code to make sure that it compiles on the latest version of Java, often already before the new version is released, sometimes shortly afterwards. And then, what will actually be removed from Java? It's basically anything, from tools like Java Mission Control, to methods, to all kinds of things. If you go to my GitHub, you can get some references where you can see in detail, for instance, on the Fuji website, you can see what methods are deprecated, removed, etc. You can get a lot of those details, which is quite interesting. But you can also simply try it out. Upgrade to a new version and you get those compile errors for free. Then in order to upgrade your dependencies, because I noticed that if you keep your dependencies up to date, then it's relatively easy to update your Java version. If you have really old dependencies, it might be tricky, because then first you need to upgrade them before you can go to a newer version of Java. And there are some interesting tools to help you there. For instance, the Renovate project automatically creates pull requests for all your dependencies in your Git repository. So then you only have to merge it. You don't have to search for the version or anything like that. There are also maybe Ungradle versions plugins that can show you the latest versions or can automatically update those versions for you. One thing to keep in mind with that is sometimes your artifacts, they change their name. For instance, first we had Java EE, as was explained before, and then we had the JugsB API package inside the JavaX place. Now it's Jakarta, so it basically changed. So make sure not only to use the latest version, but also to see if an artifact basically has a fork or some other name or whatever. And actually there's also some nice plugins for that. The old group IDs alerter plugin for Maven and Gradle, they basically alert you, that, hey, you're using some older project, there's a newer project available, you should change your dependencies. So again, most of it you can automate. If you then go and look concretely at what changed in different versions of Java, which you will probably encounter when you upgrade to a newer version. When we started Java 11, one of the bigger changes was that JavaFX was being removed. However, there are still separate builds for JavaFX, like the one from Gluon. You can use a Maven dependency. And what a lot of people are unaware of is that there are different versions of the JDK. So you have the Open JDK, there's an Oracle JDK, there's an Amazon JDK, there's a Microsoft